From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Beers with the Brewers. Today is the Thursday, January 21st episode. On the podcast this week, we've got myself, Mark Richards, Justin Reich again for a third week running.
It's unbelievable, really.
We've got Walt Keyes again.
How's it going?
And back from a hiatus, hasn't been on the podcast for a while, Adam Benner.
Hello. Back.
He's back. So this week, we're going to get there fast.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do when we get there?
We're going to take it slow, I think, down at Kokomo. I don't know.
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. Key lime pie, creamy, slightly tart, and hoppy, this milkshake IPA.
Can we officially be done with the Beach Boys jokes?
I've got to tell you,
now, or?
Probably the worst Beach Boys song ever written. And,
legalities of us putting a cover version of that song in the podcast.
Pretty dubious.
Sweet.
Kokomo was originally recorded for Pet Sounds and it didn't make the cut. And so they went back to it because it was so good.
I will say that saved that record, probably.
I'm not
putting that on there.
It's also, no, that's not true. This is
oh really?
This
okay.
is the,
I'm
this
just
is
gonna say
is that on the bottom of a Snapple.
This is much later,
this is,
isn't it?
Snapple this pack? Is from the Uncle Jesse era of the Beach Boys.
Okay, with, I remember you know. There was a the Muppets did a rendition of Kokomo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Muppets, I just went down a quite the Wicca tangent into the Muppets last night. There was a post on Reddit about. How the Muppets were initially on Saturday Night Live when Saturday Night Live debuted, which I was unaware of.
I don't think it was the Muppets themselves. It was Jim Henson doing other puppet creations. And yeah,
correct.
No one thought it was funny. They're pretty bad.
But that's
if
what
you go back
led,
and watch those.
That's what led into the Muppet Show. There you go.
There's
your tidbit
new Muppet
of the day.
Show.
The new Muppet Show is actually pretty good. Muppets Now. And if we're continuing on this Muppets tangent, Disney Plus just announced yesterday that all five seasons of The Muppet Show are going to be on Disney Plus here in the next like
month. Oh, that's
are they? You know, there's been rumors that they might be, now that The Great Gatsby is in public domain, they might do The Muppets Great Gatsby. So we could talk about that later.
That'll be on our Muppets podcast, Felt with Friends.
All right.
And that all relates back to can we use a cover version of Kokomo on the podcast.
It was all the copyright connection.
Copyright law. That's on our other podcast.
What, copywriting for kids? We record it every Saturday.
Well, hey, Key Lime Milkshake IPA is what our Get There Fast is. Key Lime Milkshake IPA. Justin, why don't you walk us through all the deets?
I'll walk on down Deet Lane, if I may. This beer clocks in at 8.7% ABV. It's at about 51 IBUs, so pretty middle of the road for an IPA. The hops, we actually use Motueka, which is a super interesting hop that you might remember from our Batch 300. I think that's really the only other big IPA we've used it in. Amarillo and Citra, to give it a little bit of that citrusy punch. The malt bill on this one is our standard silo malt, just two row, malted oats, white wheat, a dash of honey malt, and then we actually added graham cracker crumbs to the mash on this to give it a little bit of like a pie crust kind of character. We threw a little bit of lactose in the boil, some vanilla in the Bright tank, and the yeast is just our house Hornendahl Kvik strain. So it's tasty.
This isn't the first time this has been on the podcast, though. Where am I correct?
Yeah, we had this at the anniversary party, or anniversary celebration, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you got that anniversary mixed six-pack, six beers for 6 years, this is... Is this the first one that's officially been brewed again?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think we brewed any of the other ones yet, but there's some mumblings.
There's at least two on the upcoming schedule, I know, that I can think of.
Yeah, so if you were able to come down or got it for delivery or carry out, this is this was, I think, probably the second most popular. Well, it's in the top three. I think Galaxy Brain had a very good following, given that it was an IPA, and then the Buckeye Donut beer had a had a couple things going for it. It was the most limited, and I think it was the most sought after, but... Looking back from that six-pack, this was definitely one of my favorites.
I think this is the highest rated on Untappd from that six-pack.
So it's some other people's favorite, too. It is arguably mine as well. I just love key lime pie, so.
I think Mark's right. If you're a big key lime pie fan, if you head down to Key West all the time and get yourself some key lime pies, you're going to love this, this beer. It's a great analog to that pie.
So pouring this into a glass, you're going to see a hazy, it's almost a deep gold color with a creamy white head. That color is actually coming from the graham cracker, which the first time we brewed it, we were not anticipating. We were anticipating it to be more of like a straw color, but we actually picked up a decent amount of color from the graham cracker. The aroma on it, you're going to get a whole bunch of lime, obviously. You get a hint of that graham cracker nuttiness with a little vanilla and citrusy hop character. And I actually get a whole bunch of marshmallow on this. If you guys know the kind of like fruity marshmallows, the Jet Puff, like multicolor marshmallow pack that are supposed to be like generic fruit flavored. I think this beer is like spot on that character.
That's a good point. Ooh. Now, a lot of that graham cracker flavor, is that all from graham crackers or is that from other malts as well?
You're going to get a little bit of that from the honey malt, I think, because honey malt does have a tiny bit of that kind of sweet nuttiness to it as well. But I would say the majority of that graham cracker character is probably coming from the graham cracker. Because I think white wheat, you're mostly just getting kind of a doughiness. The malted oats, you're getting almost like a oatmeal kind of thing from it. And then the two row is just going to be like kind of a bready, like sweetness. But yeah, the flavor of the beer, it's pretty creamy from that lactose addition and from the higher protein malts. So it's got a decent amount of body to it, but it's obviously a key lime beer. You get smacked up in the face with that tartness as well right up front. And then there's enough of a hoppy bitterness on the back end from the Motueka and Amarillo and Citra to kind of balance things out so it's not overly sweet.
So we've had this question before, but maybe for clarification for folks that haven't maybe forgot or just curious. Now, this beer has lactose in it, which is milk sugar. Correct. And there's a lot of people that are lactose intolerant out there. Should I, as a lactose intolerant person, be worried about drinking this beer if I, have reactions when I eat ice cream or milk or other dairy products?
I would say it definitely does come through in the finished product, but not as much as, say, ice cream would. Like, if you're drinking a 4-pack of this, which we'll get into with the crushability scale, and... you're lactose intolerant, I definitely wouldn't recommend going too heavy into it. But that is one of the main reasons we do put a disclaimer on the can if a beer has lactose in it. Just letting the population know that if you are lactose intolerant, there may be a little bit of, how I like to put it, bubble grumps after drinking the beer. Your stomach might be churning just a tiny bit. Oh, to be highly scientific.
Yeah. But yeah, to your point, we make sure if there's a beer, which I feel like we've been doing more of these of late with lactose in them, make sure we call that out for folks in case you're extra sensitive or whatever, or you just, want to keep an eye on that sort of thing. It'll be on the can for you.
You know, I don't know when it actually, the trend started. You know, historically lactose was in stouts to get your milk stout, you know, a little bit of sweetness, alongside of that, all of those kind of darker malts that generally have a little more bitterness to them to round and smooth out those beers. But with the, you know, whether it's the rise of the hazy or adding that, you know, their, what do they call these, milkshake IPAs at times, so, you know, adding that fruitiness and then a little more sweetness from that lactose. So I don't know if we've probably touched on it in the past, but lactose doesn't, yeast doesn't eat it, doesn't ferment that through, so that's why you still get that sweetness in the beer from the lactose. It's one of the types of sugars that is not fermentable.
Yeah, and along with that unfermented sugar, since it is going to make the finished product a little more viscous, you are going to get a little bit of a creamier mouthfeel than you would if the beer completely fermented out. If we didn't add lactose in it, the beer would be a little bit more dry, wouldn't be as desserty, and I don't think it would have the same creamy mouthfeel that we get right now in the finished product.
Yeah, I think a good example, and it's this time of year, I've seen some posts online of a sugar that is then added that's not just your typical malt sugar, is honey, that it would be completely fermentable, and that's in a beer that's a, you know, double IPA, maybe depending on the triple, is Hop Slam, which is, you know, has honey added to it, but that is completely, you know, honey is a very fermentable sugar. So much drier beer as opposed to adding that lactose that gives you that sweet, smooth smoothness. So a little different approach in getting more favor in modern brewing. And by modern, I mean in the past couple of years.
Yeah, probably the earliest milkshake IPA would have been 2015. The Omnipollo. Yep, Tired Hands. That was it. It was a collaboration.
They're kind of known for that. I know they've been doing that pretty close to when they opened. They kind of championed the style, and it kind of caught on with a lot of the hazy breweries all around the country. Like, I know Hoofhearted's done a couple of milkshake IPAs that have been super, super tasty.
First semblance of a milkshake style IPA we did was a collaboration, though.
Yeah, Streetside. Mm-hmm. Right? That was your Got Fuzz, one of the characters in the Langrant pantheon of characters.
I think that was the first character. Am I wrong about that? As I look at this cute little guy on Get There Fast, little lime.
Yeah, it was a milk carton guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they were looking for him.
He was
the guy who came up with that idea was just a genius, let me tell you.
I've heard that he's the same guy that came up with the beer Pina Pants.
Oh.
And the other
pants. And the third yet-to-be-named pants beer pants that we are we're not spilling the beans on today.
And if you recognize, this isn't the first label that lime guy, he was from Let Me Squeeze Past You. So as a lot of Midwesterners do, I think the timing's right. You know, you're open your way around with your lime lager in the summertime, and then you just get out of this northern weather, head down south, and grab yourself a hammock. I think it works out great.
So what Adam is intending to say right now, I think, is that we're slowly but surely expanding our extended Langrant universe. So Marvel, look out. We'll have a full cast of characters probably by the end of the year, and then the cinematic universe will quickly follow.
Yeah, this is called the Langrand Label Universe, the LLU. Mm-hmm. Like, this is very similar to the MCU.
We're just slowly working up our way to that billion-dollar movie franchise.
Coming to a very small screen near you.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Yourself.
As our animation skills get a little better, though, maybe these characters could interact one day. We've been messing around with some fun things.
Did you hear that, Walt?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
you're making a cartoon now.
Hey.
I mean, it could be technology, 25, 30 movies, all, and then a whole like extravaganza event where they all come together. Sure. Studio 35 can show it, and it'll be great.
Maybe they could participate in that Mr. Pickles intro at Studio 35.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, I mean, as we're getting into this very creative part of the podcast, I do think there's a question that most of our listeners have probably been wondering.
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
So with the crushability index, I can never remember when we have these 16-ounce cans. Are we still pretending they're in like a normal 12-ounce six-pack, or is this how many of the four we would crush?
Yeah, do we do the math on ounces? It probably should be the four-pack. Should it be by the can? I think it's okay.
I think we made up the rules, so I believe we're able to continue to make up the rules.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
I don't think anyone's going to get like suspended or anything, but
except for maybe me.
I would almost like to go a full 4 16-ounce crusher on this, just because I like it so much. But 8.7% would be a little irresponsible on that.
Yeah, you would get crushed yourself.
Exactly. So, and get there fast for sure. I'm going to say a 2 on this for me this week.
I agree. I got away from it all this weekend down to not quite Key West, but Portsmouth, Ohio. It's pretty similar. I had 2 of these sitting around the fire and switched to something else after that. But I think 2 was 2 got me in the right relaxation mode.
So you got there fast, and then you took it slow.
And I took it slow.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
2. I'm going to give it 2 as well, but I think that might even be much for me. I'd be hurting after 2 of them, just because it is a little sweeter. And like we talked about with the lactose, I would be kind of afraid of hurting my stomach a little bit if I had too many. It's an aperitif beer, where I could have 1 after dinner and then would make the mistake of opening another one and finish it and be like, why did I do that? But I'm going to just say 2, just to go along with the crowd, because I'm a sheep.
Okay. I think I'm going to go 2. I think 2 is appropriate. You're probably back in your house quarantine mode. We haven't had a weather report probably on this podcast, and people are just wondering what the heck's going on.
It's because it's crappy weather.
And it's pretty bad. I mean, we did get some sun this week, which is great. You can take the cold if you get the sun. But we had 2 weeks straight of gray skies. And allegedly that polar vortex is about to break again. So I could see going up to a 3 on this, because I'm not looking to leave my house still for anything. So, let's go at 2. We'll keep it at a normal 2.
I think that's reasonable. Well, ring the bell. It's unanimous this week.
Ding, ding, ding.
So that would technically be a 6-pack 3 crusher?
That's a good point. Yeah, it would be.
We got through half. I mean,
that's half.
A little under 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little less than 3.
But these are tall boy crusher rules, so yeah. 2 16-ouncers.
Mm-hmm. Write it down.
Well, I tell you, fellas, there has been a lot of subscriptions going out this week.
Have there, Mark?
Oh, yeah. And Dan's been recording videos, Drinks with Dan, to have along with the people that receive their subscription. And pretty
now,
cool.
Were these videos filmed inside of the hop cooler where he is still potentially locked inside of?
No, we've let him out since last podcast, Justin.
Okay, he did manage to get out. I just wanted to make sure that someone let him out.
Once you mentioned that on a podcast, we did drive back down and get Dan out of the hop cooler. So
okay.
He's free again.
That brings up a good point. Yeah, if you want to have some fresh beer brought to your house once a month or once every other month or whatever you want to do, head on over to landgrantbrewing.com and subscribe, and we'll bring it to you. You don't have to remember to order. We'll just keep bringing them to you. You know, that being said, if you don't feel like subscribing, we do have beer available for local delivery or shipment throughout Ohio. And then, of course, all the other fun stuff, merch and, you know, mixed six packs, and all kinds of fun stuff on there. So go check that out. And, you know, we'll be happy to bring you some beer.
Yeah, there's going to be a mixed six pack in next month's subscriptions, so get a chance to try even more beers.
Well, I got some other good news. They keep rolling out this vaccine out there, which has us pretty bullish on summertime. We started talking about summertime here because it's almost February, which is crazy. We're hoping to have everyone out and have a great summer and get yourself vaccinated so we can get over these coronavirus stuff. I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yes, sir.
The coronavirus blues. Yeah, it's if you're allowed to go get vaccinated, go get vaccinated, please.
I think they're at the 65 and older, right? At the
No, 75. I think this week was 80, and I think next week is 75. So Ohio's going a little slower than other states, but
Columbus City School employees they can go get vaccinated on the 1st and stuff. So it's opening up, but
yeah,
we'll get there.
So when are food production employees?
When do the brewers? Yeah. I think you'll probably. So I actually had a doctor's appointment today, and my doctor said that by spring, if you're in Ohio, so he was saying like March or April, regardless of who you're gonna be able to get it. And he was shocked that so many people didn't want to get a vaccination. And he's like, and he comes to Landgrand every now and again. He's like, I told the people at my work that were like, oh, we're not sure if we're going to get it. He's like, I got a whole list of people that I'm friends with that would take your shot right now. So crazy.
Yeah. Right. They should have that deferral program. So if someone says, I don't want it, you can be on a waiting list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that the other day that a lot of nursing homes are requiring that now. Where you need to have a list of people that are supposed to get it, and then a backup list of people that also want it. So if people turn it down, they're not throwing away the vaccine.
Yeah.
That you just call these people up day of and be like, hey, we've got extra shots. You come on down and you can get vaccinated.
It's like the so you're saying it's like the Price is Right.
Very much. It's come on down.
We're gonna have we're working on some fun stuff, whether fully socially distanced, semi socially distanced or not. So we're excited to see everyone come back. In the meantime, you can still come down, have a beer in the socially distanced tap room, but definitely you're able to get stuff ordered through the website, deliver, carry out, support your local brewery, support us, support our other friends in town that are making some great beers, and appreciate everyone tuning in.
Adam, is that a basketball game going on in the background with shoes squeaking on the hardwood?
that is a little walker doggy. That is our little dachshund, miniature dachshund. He's a... And then that's Gus.
That's Gus.
You heard it's the big woo.
Yeah, he's all here. I'm familiar with the Gus.
Yeah, the growl. Gang's all here.
Sounds like Pet Sounds to me.
Oh.
Bringing it back.
Next week on the podcast, we've got a West Coast IPA, little old school style, called What Are You Doing Here?
What are you doing here? Yes, I think. More appropriate.
All right. Well, sounds good. Let's do that next week.
Let's do it. See y'all next week.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, guys. Tip your delivery drivers and bartenders.
For sure.